certain songs that well deserve the Maxim anthemic and inspirational and positive and all manner of things. And 68 Guns has always been a particular classic of its kind. We are amazingly delighted now to be able to say, yes, we've built up to the appearance over the whole show now. He's coming to Lincoln. He's performing at the Jolly Brewer. We say the magical, wonderful words. Dave Sharp, are you there, Dave?
Good morning. It's great to be with you. Yes, I am.
Fantastic. I couldn't resist playing 68 Guns. I sort of ummed and ahed, and I thought, well, you might sort of say, no, I do want to talk about that, etc. But it really was an absolute sort of resonance track that still actually has the kind of... It's got that X factor, hasn't it?
It's a very youthful post-punk alarm there for you.
Yeah, no, I mean, listen, it got me through my degree in chemistry and biology at the University of London, amongst other things. So very good indeed. It's great, great stuff there. But, of course, musicians and development things change in all sorts of ways. Earlier, we featured the ghost of Preacher Casey, and it was given two thumbs up, solid thumbs up, by our country music expert, Cameron Tilbury. And we'll hear that again, in case you sort of thought, I wasn't around at 8:30 this morning. I didn't catch that. Don't worry. It's all lined up and ready to actually go. In terms of the way, have you gone more to a country sort of feel to the whole thing? I mean, how would you define the music? Is it Americana? What sort of delights do you actually focus on?
I'm not really sure. When that came out, I was living over in the US, and it went out to college radios, it went out to country radios, it went out to album radios. Yeah. I hadn't really kind of thought too much about, putting it in a particular box. At the time, I was working with a wonderful producer by the name of Bob Johnston, who'd worked with some of the folks I most admired. And, I just play it for, I try to shoot it from the hip, you know?
It's just good music. That's the important thing. I'm looking, as we speak, true technology here, at davesharp.org, and I'm looking at Downtown America, and I'm sensing, again, you managed to kind of get this transatlantic thing really to a fine art, this whole notion of, and I suppose you actually, when Bono and U2, they tend to get it as well from that point of view. Are you influenced heavily by a kind of American rock music scenario, or would you say, no, you provide more of a Scottish-British approach to things?
Well, it's hard to say. I mean, I came up through music at a time where, as a musician, you would play music that had a chemistry to it, had an intuitive relationship with the musicians that were present in the room, almost an instinctive kind of thing. I came up through an age of Woodstock and all of that, pretty much pre-punk, if you like, and that was the way you made music. You had an instinctive chemistry with the folks around you, and it was very intuitive. You didn't kind of work things out before you went there. And of course, we were all familiar with what was coming over from the US at the time, and that was that was something that I was able to carry over into the alarm, into the punk thing, and have that intuitive chemistry in the punk, which I think is what made the alarm a little bit different, you know?
Yeah. That's that whole era which people look back on now with a certain amount of nostalgia, and they think, oh yes, things were really great from that point of view. Was it a case of, when you look back at the whole thing, do you think, actually, it would have been a lot better if we'd had Simon Cowell and the X Factor or the equivalents to actually go on? That would have been where we'd gone through. Do you think we've kind of reached a stage where a lot of music, in terms of the pop material, has kind of lost that edge, shall we say?
Well, I certainly think that, that's kind of what's drawing me back out onto the live thing at the moment. You know, there seems to be an undercurrent and a huge appetite to get back in touch with something that has a human feel to it. I mean, the way the industry has gone, it's almost like pre-packaged muck music, you know. And I think that it is an exciting time to be out playing live at the moment. I think there is a reaction to the deluge of corporate overload. And I think places like the Jolly Brewer, who are sticking their neck out to sort of present music that is not necessarily associated with the mainstream, you know, places like the Brewer are fast becoming the front line of a new kind of sensibility in music, and it's just a great time to be out there.
Yes, it's worthwhile pointing out that if you go to davesharp.org, you'll see that the Jolly Brewer gig is definitely on. It is on. So
there was some web confusion as to what was happening, but I think it's all been resolved now, yeah.
I should hope so. I mean, goodness sakes, if we had to sort of lose that. I mean, the thought of Dave Sharp not being in Lincoln, I mean, the citizens of Lincoln, the whole surrounding areas, we just wouldn't cope at all, really. It's dreadful.
Bless your heart. I mean, there is a great scene down there at the Brewer, and it is one of the venues that I'm finding up and down the country that are being brave enough, you know, during the times that we're living in, which are particularly difficult, that are stretching themselves out and taking a risk and getting involved with something that isn't a guaranteed sort of quick way up the charts and a quick fix on for cash, you know. It's the folks. I was down at the Brewer, I guess, maybe a couple of years ago, I think, and there is a fantastic spirit down there. You know, folks have definitely got an appetite to get back in touch with something that has some spirituality attached to it, you know.
There's something magical about live music that you can't really just, you can't bottle it, but it is something which I think works very well. And there is that shift where, yeah, we have all the technologies, we have, as say, the internet, the web, and as say, find out videos and podcasts and so on. But that kind of essence of seeing an artist really perform and doing it live, it is something magical, presumably for yourself as a performer as well.
I think there's always something a bit special about coming to see the lady actually sawn in half, you know?
Exactly so. Although it has to be pointed out that, as far as I'm aware, no women are actually harmed during any Dave Sharp gigs.
No,
so it's important to sort of bear that in mind.
Nobody's harmed during Dave Sharp gigs.
Exactly. You know, if people, I just mentioned that because, bizarrely, Dave, somebody's actually just walked past these studio windows with a mannequin. You know, and I just thought,
oh, my Lord, yeah. How about that?
It's strange as
well. Well, maybe we'll saw the mannequin in half, you know? But no, it wouldn't be rock and roll, then, would it? You know, we'd have to have some blood and guts involved.
Precisely. And then, listen, it's Dave Sharp, it's not Alice Cooper, you know? I mean, come on, we just got to work. Hold ourselves together here. Preacher Casey, in terms of the track itself, was it based on a real character? How did you come up with the ghost of Preacher Casey?
Well, I was very energised. I'm sure a lot of listeners out there will be familiar with John Steinbeck and Grapes of Wrath and all that. And Preacher Casey was a character who got in the middle of this is in the 1930s during the Dust Bowl, who got in the middle of a sort of adulterous altercation and found himself stabbed and left for dead in the river there. And what I was trying to do was associate that character and bring it into the year 2000 and and it's just an interesting concept of trying to raise a spirit from the past and put it firmly in the present, you know?
Sounds absolutely wonderful. And we're going to actually wrap up the show today with the ghost of Preacher Casey. Dave, it's been fabulous just sharing some thoughts with your good self, particularly wonderful to actually go from the Alarm and 68 Guns to current material. Dave is performing at the Jolly Brewer in Lincoln. Details, etc., all to be found on davesharp.org. Two final questions. Have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic chat with us today on the Midweek Drive Morning Edition?
I have indeed. Thank you very much, yes.
Excellent. So the next crucial question is, can we look forward to hopefully connecting up with you again and following the sort of path through all the musical wonderments that you produce in the not-too-distant future?
I would love to come and visit you all and maybe bring a guitar and blast out a few chords at you.
Do you know, I think that would be absolutely... We must talk. We'll get various other folk to actually work through. We'll leave you with a kind of positive line from Susan Taylor today. In every crisis, there is a message. Crises are nature's way of forcing change. Thanks to our hypnosis specialist, Ursula James, Cameron Tilbury from The Country Music. Don't forget, you can vote for your favourite country acts online now. Daisuke Tsuchiya, First Secretary of the Embassy of Japan. Aaron Craig, Louis Savage, of course, from Sci-Fi London, Alan Hanson, the UK's number one motivational coach, and of course Emma Steddon, PR manager for the Lincolnshire Co-op. They were your warm-up act, Dave. We obviously built up to your good self, so you know that's the crucial.
Well, I'm
thing.
In very good company by the sound of it, and change being the operative word at the moment.
Well, there you go, Dave Sharp. We salute you. Here comes the go. In fact, introduce it yourself. I think we've built up the whole thing. Dave, would you like to have the last word on the show today and introduce yourself with the ghost of Preacher Casey? Over to you, sir.
Well, this is the ghost of Preacher Casey calling from the grave.